For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Pedro Bermudez, a Hartford schoolteacher, retired many years ago to Puerto Rico. He planned to live there for good with his wife Jeanette Hernandez. The early morning hours of September 20th were probably the most traumatic of Pedro Bermudez's life.
You could be living a happy life, and all of a sudden, from one day to the next, your life changes. Reality changes. It's so profound.
Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico that day, just southeast of Jabucoa. That's where Pedro lives with his wife, Jeanette Hernandez.
Sad to say, I'm 53 years old, and in all my whole life, I've never seen something like that.
Hernandez says they protected themselves from the storm by lying at the foot of the bed. She says the wind started to blow around 2 a.m., and then she says there was a break in the storm at 5 a.m. That's when she and Pedro approached the door to have a look outside.
As soon as we opened that door, my tears came out because the beautiful island that we had just moved to was gone.
The trees they planted were gone. The one part of their home that wasn't cement, the laundry room and back, was also gone. Supermarkets were empty, banks rendered useless. The couple had left Hartford years ago with the intention of living in the tropics for good. But now they're back, weeks away from the cold of a New England winter. I met them at the Wyndham Town Hall at the end of October. Pedro's daughter, Wildelise Bermudez, is a Hartford City Councilwoman. She's also part of the CT Puerto Rican Agenda. The group hosted a forum that night aimed at answering questions that concerned citizens had about the future of the island and the recovery effort. Wildelise invited her father there to speak to the crowd.
Stories are very powerful. Their story, along with so many other families' stories, are powerful, and we have to listen to what's happening.
Pedro also hopes that his story could get a response from the community.
So happy to be with the family, but we also have another half of the family down there, and we are very sad. We came here to be the voice of those who were left down there.
It hasn't been all bad for the Bermudezes. Pedro Jr. got married a few weeks ago, and now in Connecticut, Pedro Sr. gets to spend time with Wildelise's 5-month-old child. He says those things give him and his wife a lot of hope. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.